Welcome back to your girl's favorite podcast.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Michelle.
All right. Well, welcome back here. This is first official episode. We are recapping here season one, episode one, titled A New Family, originally aired December 3rd, 2009. It looks like the synopsis of this episode is summer at the Jersey Shore kicks off when eight housemates move into their summer share. Romance heats up between Sammy and Mike, but all might be lost when the guys invite three random girls to join them in the hot tub.
Yeah, that hot tub, man. They got themselves into some trouble.
Is that not the ultimate like 2009 thing? Let's go to the hot tub. Yeah. Do you remember like the hot tub places that you could go to?
No.
Like you could go, there was like hourly places you could go and like rent a hot tub to be in. It was kind
of gross.
You were
doing that at 19? Because I've heard of like some of the like, yeah, go to a hot tub. But I heard of that like later in my 20s. It's like, oh, a spa day.
No. These weren't like spa.
Okay. So I think of these as like gay bathhouses.
No.
What are you talking about?
It's literally like you go in a place and it's like private rooms with a hot tub. And you could start renting them at like 16. Because I remember that was like the big thing in high school that like our parents would drop us off. And that there was like a place you could rent and like go hot tub with your friends, because obviously in the Northwest, we don't have just like pools and hot tubs everywhere.
We did not have anything like that in my small town.
No.
Apparently I lived a depraved life.
Yeah, that's what we're learning. Okay.
But I mean, I had a hot tub, so I would have my friends come over and we'd sit in the hot tub, but I never
went to a place either.
Okay. So just me. All right.
So I was going to ask a little bit about like how you guys found out about the show, because this is my first time watching it. I was aware of it, obviously, like in college when it came out, but I was kind of anti-reality TV. Like I watched Survivor with my family when I was a kid and Big Brother, but I just like was not super into it. And I was just kind of like had this like weird disdain for it, even though like everyone else around me was watching it. So, but like, what was your perception when the show first came out?
So I loved reality TV. I watched like Laguna Beach and The Hills. But when Jersey Shore came out, I was like, I don't want to watch these people. They seem stupid. Like, I'm not interested. So then season two came out and some of my friends were watching it. And I literally was just watching one of the random episodes on like live or whatever. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go back and rewatch this because this is addicting. Since then, I've loved it.
I don't know. I think I've always been reality TV. I love that stuff. But for me, I think I was really excited for it because there was that True Life episode that was True Life Jersey Shore. Do you guys remember that show on MTV?
I vaguely remember.
Because they had like weird ones, but they did one that was like True Life, my like life at the Jersey Shore. And it was a similar thing where it was like they followed a couple different like people going to their shore house. And so when I saw a whole show about that, I was like, dude, yeah, because it looked like a good time. I was like, heck yeah. And this came out. Yeah. I was 21 at the time when this show came out. And so I was like, hell yeah, this is like what I want to do. I was too broke to be able to go like get a beach house. But I was like, hell yeah, I want to do this.
Yeah. After it came out, I was like, or after I started watching it, I'm like, I want to live in Jersey Shore. It was like right in my club rat era. Oh,
yeah, definitely.
So it was perfect.
Yeah. I think I own some of those outfits that were out. And I was like, oops. Yeah.
I know, I'm watching it back and I'm like, how the hell did we think that that was like a good fashion statement?
It's coming back though. Like some of the outfits, I'm like, oh, this is exactly like what the kids are wearing today. What the kids.
We sound so old.
I feel
them
old.
Them darn kids.
I feel old. Like the new Mean Girls movie. Have you guys seen the previews for that? Like
it's like a musical.
It is.
It just feels
don't
like,
knock musicals.
I want to see it, but it feels like, oh, I've reached the age where they are remaking things that I'm like, this movie just came out. Like,
I know.
What are you talking about?
It's like
about?
How our parents used to feel.
Yes. Anyways.
But this is your first time watching.
This is my first
Jersey Shore.
Time. My first
it's very
exposure.
Exciting.
I know. It's been so hard, like, waiting for you to start watching this because I'm like, oh, my God. It's so wonderful.
It's going to be such a different experience for you than for us. We were in our early 20s. You're in your 30s.
And that is like, speaking of feeling old, like when they first come on and they start doing the introductions, like that is the first thing that I thought is like, oh my God, they look so young. Like when Snooki comes on, I'm like, oh, she looks like a child. Like they look so young.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Do you want to get into the episode and we can just kind of go through it?
Yeah.
All right. It opens with the theme song, and I feel like this is iconic. Even I'm sure you've even seen clips of like the theme song with the credits.
Maybe. this was not something that I made note of, but I will make note of it for the next episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the LMFAO.
Which song. You know, Michelle, this is what Michelle was for Halloween.
Yeah, she was one of the LMFAOs.
Maybe it just feels like so natural to like the show in the background that I just like didn't even register, because it is very much like, feels like 20s party scene.
Yeah.
Like,
and that song still gets me pumped up. Like, it makes me want to go out to the club. And I don't have any interest in going to the club, so. All right. Well, it starts with us getting introduced to the cast. And first we get introduced to Pauly D. He's explaining the Guido life. He's a girl's favorite DJ.
Yeah, my favorite line. Oh my gosh.
And he's explaining like the hair gel, tanning, laundry, gym, you know, GTL.
Yes, GTL is actually like one of the few things that I knew from the show. Yeah. Like that is like very much the quoted Jersey Shore.
Yeah, but did you guys catch those wheels on his bike?
No.
The spinning wheels?
I didn't.
That's what he says. Oh, like they zoom in on it and he's like, what is it? Our chrome keeps spinning. And it was those like spinners. And I know, joke, I had those on not one, but two of the cars that I owned.
Oh,
but
my
like
God.
The cheap like Snap-on hubcap version on a Geo Metro.
Classy.
My sweet little. And then my wonderful Dodge Neon. Which I thought I was the coolest thing in that thing. It was all black, but then I hit a garage and saw a white streak. But but I had those spinners on there, but you hit a speed bump, then right off.
But I mean, like, for real, I feel like that is actually what this Guido life is that they're explaining. It doesn't matter how much money you have, just as long as you have something flashy. Yeah. Or you're, like, keeping up this facade, like, that's all that matters. So you fit right in.
Michelle, what did you think when you saw him, though?
So, I mean, he is kind of like what I expected for the show. And I was watching with Jason, my husband, and he was like, wait, go back. Look at the gel. Look at all the gel.
So much gel. So, like, that hair would not move. I mean, it's like a hat. Like, it's like a helmet.
And I love how, like, he's so proud of it, though. He's like, it's perfect. It takes me 25, 30 minutes, but it looks perfect every time. Yeah. Also, so I had heard Guido, obviously, like, that was another one that, like, reached me even though I wasn't watching the show, and we start kind of learning what it is in the intro. But I also looked it up after, because they all kind of talk about it a little bit differently. Like, you get that it's like this Italian culture and it's kind of like about this like aesthetic and this lifestyle. But when I looked it up, and I knew it was kind of like also a slur and I thought it was reclaimed, but no, it's still like MTV kind of got in trouble for how much they promoted that word in the show, and then they had to try to scale it back, but it was like the train had already left the station because they had them say it so much that it's like they just kept saying it throughout the entire
show. I remember that being
a huge
it was such a controversy.
Yeah, that people were so up in arms over it. And I think, I don't know, I didn't get it because I had never heard the term before either. So I thought they were just like making this stuff up. And so then when they started making videos, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah,
what is this word? I just thought
just,
that it was like gabagool. Like, I don't know.
I thought it was just like, oh, hey, like this Italian. Well, I didn't even realize it was associated with Italians. I was just like, oh, it's like Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Yeah. I just
like
assumed it was a thing, especially because how much that they do throw that word around with it, that I was like, oh, so everyone please remember, as we're saying, we're using it as they're saying it in the show. So we're not meaning it in any kind of negative connotation.
Yeah.
We understand.
It's not.
Know. It was politically correct. Yes,
anymore.
It was a different time.
Yes,
still wasn't okay.
Show's 20 years old.
Yeah, still wasn't okay. But you know, different time, different time.
Yeah,
yeah. And that's another thing that I have kind of been trying to figure out as we watch the show is a lot of them are of Italian descent, so they're like, they in theory have the right to reclaim the term, but I don't think all of them are. So I have a lot of curiosity about like how they casted this show and like what they asked for in the casting.
I think a lot of them are. I know Vinny is and Pauly. Snooki actually I think is like Chilean, but
she's
was
adopted
by Italians.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of that stuff was like that huge controversy where people like did not like the show. Because I remember, too, it being a big deal that, like, the cast members weren't all from New Jersey.
Right.
But I was like, but it's about going to the Jersey Shore, not about necessarily Jersey people.
So that was, like, a big note that I have when I was watching it. Because first you get Pauly D, and then you get Snooki, and it's like, you're in Rhode Island and then you're in New York. And I was like, wait, are any of them actually from Jersey? And then it turns out some of them are, but I really was like, oh, I definitely thought it was like fully about people from
New Jersey.
New Jersey. And I think like, I didn't really understand the premise of the show going into it. I think I thought they already like lived at the Jersey Shore, not that it was like a whole like real world kind of situation where they put all these people in a house and they had to kind of audition to get there.
Yeah. You thought that they were originally friends hanging out.
I don't even know what I thought, but I thought they were from the Jersey Shore.
You know what? Actually, going into it, I didn't realize that they didn't know each other either, because I started mid-season of season two and they all were friends. And so I thought that they had all just grown up together. And then when I went and like actually rewatched it, I was like, oh, these people didn't know each other. They just got thrown in.
Yeah, they were all just kind of meeting each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we meet Snooki for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Poughkeepsie, New York. Love it.
I love her dream in life is to marry a Guido. That's it.
She wants a juiced.
Yeah.
I loved her immediately. I mean, part of it, we do share names with Nicole. And then with the whole nickname thing, I was like, my parents grew up calling it like my whole life. I was Snickerdoodle, Snickopotamus, Snickers, which they do kind of call her because they can't seem to keep her nick. Which Snooki, that's the easiest nickname.
How does that associate with Nicole? That's funny that you.
I don't know.
And
I mean, I was also called Nickelodeon.
I don't know.
I just feel like, I don't know. Because I feel like when we were little, like too, your nickname wasn't necessarily meant to shorten your name. It was like every nickname I had was to elongate my name. I was like, I don't know what you would call that. What is it? Do people call it like your Nicholas name or something?
Like a pet name. Yeah. Like a cutesy name.
But it was always Snickopotamus and Snickerdoodle, which is what my husband still calls me,
Snickerdoodle. You really are Snooki.
Yeah. I loved her. And I know she was like a cultural reset moment.
Yeah.
Like everyone saw her. She was like super like, nope, she's kind of ditzy.
Oh, yeah.
All stuff, but just this little tiny thing. And I was like, I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. I want to put you in my pocket and just have you forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Snooki is such an interesting character because the way this show starts off with her is so different than like what my perception mostly of Jersey Shore is based on Snooki. And I also think it's really funny that they can't get her nickname right because
I know
she is like the most famous, in my opinion, from the show. That like everybody knows Snooki.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knew her. Everyone knew that hair, that poof.
Yeah. But at the start, no, they could not figure it out.
And then, so the next person we meet is Mike, the situation. And my first impression is just, I'm not impressed. Like, as we're going through, I was like, oh. Yeah.
I know. It's funny because right off the bat, I loved Polly and Mike. I was like, no. But they act so similar. So it's like, what really
is
the difference?
But there's something like, Polly has like puppy dog energy. Like, he's like, yeah, excited.
Yeah.
And Mike's just more like, no, you love me.
Yeah, and he's too cocky.
I remember seeing him though and be like, this dude is old as dirt. What is he doing on the show? Little do I know, Polly's older than him. I actually didn't find this out till recent years, but I just remember the whole time watching the show that I was like, why is he there?
Right.
Like, why? You are so old.
It's creepy.
Yeah, it's really weird. But then I go back and watch it and I was like, oh, you're just a baby.
Yeah.
Like, you're still a baby. But oh my God, I remember he was like,
I know.
Old
he
as
just looks so
dirt.
Like tiny, like young and like scrawny. Like it's funny to see him like later in life. But back then he was like very small.
Yeah.
It's also funny how he like lifts his shirt up constantly.
But they all do that.
And I feel like this was like a thing back then.
But
like
who names their abs? Like that was what it was so weird to me is it was like no one else is lifting their abs and be like, this is the situation. This is the Polly D. Like,
right.
No, I'm like, put your shirt down. Like,
yeah.
Your audience is like late teens, early 20s women. Like, you're kind of being gross.
Yeah. But I feel like this was like actually like part of just culture back then. Like, guys would be like, hey, check out my bod. But like, guys don't. I don't know any guys that like would even think to lift their shirt, even if they are ripped, like they still are just like, it's not that mindset anymore.
No, there is definitely like some like male cultural things happening in the show. And like, even in the intros, like how proud they are about like their bodies and their hair and their fashion sense. And like,
yeah,
it's weird because it's kind of like this toxic masculinity, but it's also like in a way they're like presenting their more feminine selves by just like admitting that they care about their appearance.
Their looks. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
So then next we meet Sammy. And when we meet Sammy, like just some of the comments that she makes and kind of how she talks about herself and presents herself, like it's like, to me, it's like Bad Bitch. And that's not what I was expecting from this show. So that kind of took me by surprise.
I think it's funny. I used to hate her. Well, not hate, actually. I didn't like Angelina Moore. But like, Sammy was just like one of my least favorites. And now, like, watching back, I actually really like her because I feel like her attitude is like, she's really nice, but also she stands up for herself. Granted, when we get later into her relationship with Ron, I think I'll have different opinions. But as of right now, I'm really liking her because she just like, just takes charge. Like, she just stands up for what she thinks is right.
I felt like she seemed so plain compared to everyone else that we've met up to this point. Because she, I mean, beautiful girl.
She's so
the
pretty.
Long, dark hair. And one, with her saying that those are extensions, like, chef's kiss. Like, I have not seen, like, in that era, that's not what extensions look like.
No,
we'll see what extensions like look like a little bit later. So it was like,
terrible.
I'm like, she's a beautiful girl, but it was just kind of, I don't know, like something about her didn't quite rub me right.
Yeah.
And the other thing I noticed in these intros is the two people who protest any kind of relationship at the shore.
Mm-hmm. Get into
so
a relationship.
So with her whole thing, and she's like, no, I want to hook up with everyone. Yeah. I'm not trying to get into a relationship. And I'm pretty sure anyone who's listening has seen this show before. If not, whoops, spoiler. She's going to go and get herself in some kind of situationship.
Yeah.
With it. So yeah, it was a little almost threw me off though to see someone that looked pretty plain and normal. Like not plain like she's not pretty, but plain in comparison to
not
like these
like
very done up
characters.
Like the other three were like big characters.
Yeah.
And she seemed a little bit more on kind of that normal, and I was like, oh, what's this gonna do?
I think maybe that's why I relate with her more now. Back then I was like looking for like something big and bold, and now I'm like, oh, she's just like a normal person, which I like.
Yeah, I mean, I have thoughts about her as we go through these first three episodes, but that's just sort of my initial impression.
Yeah.
And then we meet Vinny.
Oh, swoon.
Oh, that is not my impression.
Me
Vinny
either.
Is like, my initial impression of Vinny is that he's one, kind of a hater, but two, he's just like, he's a mama's boy. He owns it. He definitely has a different idea of what it is to be a Guido, and it's much more based on like
actual Italian,
his Italian heritage, and rather than the stereotype. And it is like there's some very strategic cutting where he's like, oh, these guys that wear their lip gloss, and then you meet JWoww, and then right to Ronnie putting on the lip gloss.
I know everything he said that is like, that's not a real Guido is everything he's about to move in,
literally like. Everything. And who he becomes like best friends with.
I know. But I don't know. I loved him. First, I thought so stinking adorable. And I know, total mama's boy. Total mama's boy. We literally see her cutting his food. But I also, at that point, had dated a lot of mama's boys. So I had a type with it. But I just think he seemed so adorable with it. And I was in love. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, if I was at the shore, that's the boy.
That's
the
boy
one
for you.
Yep. He didn't love
Vinny. That's the one I'm going to throw my life away for.
See, I really didn't like Vinny to start with. Honestly, I don't feel like I like him that much. But I didn't love his vibe. I felt like he needed to be more over the top. I think it's a good contrast for the show to have someone that's not. But I don't know. He was never my favorite.
He was cute. But did you guys notice the very first fist bumps up there?
Oh, yeah. He was throwing them up.
Yeah, I was throwing that. And then his sunglasses, which I've noticed all the boys were wearing that like shield style.
Yeah.
That is what Justin calls the hater blockers. And so I was like, oh, that's everything there. The affliction t-shirts.
Yeah.
The hater blockers. So as much as he wasn't like the juiced up tanned,
he still
the fashion was there. And then he ends up being the one that creates the iconic dance.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my gosh. And I thought it was really cute.
Yeah.
It was cute and endearing. But I could see that, like, compared to these other guys, it is. And he seems like he's against everything
boring.
That all of his roommates are about to stand for.
Yeah.
With it. But I thought he was cute. Seemed a little like he was going to be a little bit of an outsider. And you know how, like, in all the movies, you're always like, oh, the cute nerd.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, he's educated. He'll be the cute little, like, nerdy boy. And obviously his ego definitely does take off eventually.
Oh,
and I was like, okay, well, that's too much for me. But in the beginning, I was like, he's my love.
Yeah.
So next we meet Jenny, JWoww. And like, as we're going through these, like by the time we get to JWoww, I'm like, wow, they really are kind of editing all the women on this show to seem kind of mean. But she also cracks me up because she's like, I'm about to take people on a roller coaster ride to hell.
Yeah.
She owns
it. No, she is. I loved her. She's like a spitfire.
Oh, yeah.
She talks about how she has a boyfriend, but she's like, she's very much giving the impression that she's still going to be hooking up with guys.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't she say, now that she's on the show, she's going to leave her boyfriend? I wanted to clarify this with you guys because, like, by the time we get to episode 3, just to jump ahead a little bit, I'm like, weren't you leaving this boyfriend? Like, why is he still calling you?
Well, it seems like that's kind of what she was planning. And then when he came to visit, she was like, oh, I really do love him. Well,
I imagine too, like the casting, I think, takes a while. So I'm probably like when she initially was, because her whole thing of like, I'm like a praying mantis and all this stuff. But it was just, I probably before she was in a relationship. And I think everyone, like, you want to like present yourself like, I'm going to be a good time to videotape.
Right.
Like, videotape, that sounded gross. But like, I'm going to make good TV. And so you don't want to go in and being like, oh, I'm in a relationship, because she did come across as like kind of like a bad bitch. Like, she's going to do it. But she also seemed like the kind of girl that would scare the crap out of me.
Uh-huh.
I was like, this girl would beat me up.
Oh, yeah.
So fast she would beat me up. I was like, I think she's probably the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
But God, she would punch me in the face the second I looked at her.
Yeah. She was my favorite for sure. Like always. Still to this day. I just love her. She's so entertaining.
The woman she is, she's fantastic. Yeah. But at that time, I was like, I don't think I could even like talk to her. I think she's someone that I would always notice. Because it's like you always say the same people when you go out clubbing.
Yeah.
And stuff. I'd be like, I would totally notice her, but I'd be like, I don't want to go near her because she's not going to like me.
Yeah.
Okay. So then Ronnie is like everything Vinny hates. Mm-hmm. Like that's how I feel like he's positioned.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Ronnie, I don't know. I thought he had an adorable face.
Yeah.
But I could tell he was short.
Oh, yeah.
And,
so short.
And I mean, cheers to the short kings. Like, Not for me. Yeah, he was like that. Can't put your arms down at your side.
Yeah,
and I was like, he had that like little boy face, super cute. But I was like, no, you're short. Already, just not for me.
Yeah, so, I mean, and you're tall, so for me, like, I don't really even pick up on that. Like, I do think he comes across as like the cutest at first, although like my impression of him also kind of changes as we go through the episodes.
Yeah, it's funny because he's talking about how like you don't need money in your bank account. Just as long as you've got new clothes, new shoes, just a clean and fresh look. And it's like, okay, I see where your priorities are.
Crippling credit card debt. Yeah. Like, that's all you need.
I mean, are also, like, I have to keep reminding myself about the ages, because other than Polly and Mike, they are all so young when they're filming this. Like,
it's true, yeah.
I would not necessarily want a record of how I was acting when I was 21, 22.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's why I'm so thankful that there wasn't all, like, a bunch of social media at the time. There was
Portland Shore.
Oh, gosh, it's been so bad.
Come on down to Chinatown.
Oh my God, that sounds... Maybe like a porn.
Oh no. Oh,
really? Because I was like, I'd watch that.
I bet you would.
Oh man.
Okay. So anyway. Okay,
so the last person that we meet is Angelina. And Angelina, like, her first impression and just how she is and how she talks is how I thought everyone was gonna be on the show. Like, her initial just intro of herself and like the way that she talks about everything, that's what I pictured when I thought about Jersey Shore.
Really, I thought she's someone I could be friends with. Like, she seemed, because where she's like, oh no, I can be a real bitch sometimes. So I was like, no, you seem kind of nice. Like, you want to be the sexy girl, but you're actually a nice girl. I'm proven wrong, but.
I didn't like her at first. I think because I came in second season, and you'll get into that, Michelle, but she just rubbed me the wrong way. And so then when I restarted it, I didn't like her, like, from the jump. And now I just feel like she is really good casting. Like, she knows what they're looking for. Like, it already seems like she knows, like, this is going to be a business. Like, this can be my big break. Like, I'm going to portray myself a certain way. But I don't feel like she actually is how she, like, looks at the beginning. Like,
you think she's being strategic with how she presents herself.
I think especially that intro really got me, because I liked her. That was probably the only part that I liked her. Once we get into the house, I was like, oh okay.
She really likes to start
fights.
That's
what I get for judging a book by the cover.
she is a pot stirrer, that's for sure.
So then they all pack up their cars and they're driving to this house. I definitely relate to Snooki and her angry driving.
Oh my gosh. She was great. Did you guys catch Sam with her printed MapQuest directions?
Yeah, I noted that.
Oh, those were the days.
She's like, I don't want to get lost.
Oh my gosh. Remember? And then your friends are like, no, we're going to go here and say, well, tough tits, I'm meeting you here.
You're like, I don't have directions for that. I'm sorry. This is the only way. Like, unless I've been there before or I have my printed notes, I'm not going to. Yeah.
So then they all kind of strategically come into the house and they're figuring out like what rooms they want. And this is where I first like really start to think like, is Vinny a hater because he's saying like all the girls are not that attractive or they look high maintenance and he just like goes to be by himself. Whereas everyone else is like, oh yeah, like you seem cool. I want a room with you.
Oh, but I love it because he was so undecided when they're and they're picking those rooms. And then Jenny pulls up and goes, nope,
I'm going to be by myself.
I'm going to be the lone wolf. And I feel like that kind of, I don't feel like he really comes out a lot in season. Like he's out with them, but I don't feel like he's one of them through the season. So that single room really did kind of isolate him. But I thought that was hilarious. I could not stop laughing, but he sees her and he's like, absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so Mike and Polly are rooming together and then Sammy comes in and they want a girl to room with them. So they ask her if she will and she says she's down. And then, Vinny is by himself. And then Jenny pulls up and now she knows that she's got a room with the next person. Yeah.
Yep. I do love I love that she introduced though. She doesn't give her name. Everyone else gives her name. No, I'm Jay Wow. And that's Wow with two W's at the end, which I, again, that's completely early 2000s.
And was it Vinny that had
just
a
like
problem
big boobs with a Z?
Yeah, was it Vinny that was like, oh, yeah, who introduces themselves?
He was so put off by it. Yeah. I thought it was funny because everyone else did like use their names and then gave like what their nicknames are. But she was like, no, this is who I am. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like I also just like JWoww like as a character. So I think that's also what contributed to me being like, is Vinny just a little hater? Mm-hmm. Like, is that his
name?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then
Snooki shows up. Oh. Party's here.
How about her car breaking down on the way there? If that is not like the absolute epitome of pretty much how her season goes, it's just a hot mess, her even trying to get there.
This is also,
I can relate so much with the car.
This is a note Jason wanted me to take, is like pay attention to their cars in this season versus future seasons.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mike pulled up in a Range Rover and I was like, yeah, of course that old man can afford that. Like he's probably got pristine credit.
Yeah.
It's like the rest of these people are still like paying off like student debt and trying to eat Top Ramen.
Right. Well, this is before he went to jail for tax evasion. So we know where he's getting that money from.
I mean, I'd have a lot of money left too if I wasn't paying my taxes.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll find out. I'll find out about this all later.
It's a long ways down the road.
But okay. Like, so they all start like hanging out. They're drinking. They're taking shots. It seems like things are going well. I don't really understand the first time Snooki gets mad when she goes upstairs by herself, what she's mad about.
Yeah. I think Mike said something to her that pissed her off.
I think she could feel like the vibe because she definitely was like sloppy drunk in front of everyone and was like pulling
Everyone's
at the boys
fun of her.
And they were kind of like all doing like that silent chuckle in the eyes to each other about it. And I think she kind of caught on that something was off.
Yeah.
And so she was definitely drunk. So I think she can be an emotional drunk.
And I feel like she probably was nervous going into the situation, and so that's probably why she was drinking so much. But not a good idea to like get super wasted your first night.
Yeah, but I mean, she's young too. Like you're 21, you're finally like you're still new to going out and all this stuff, and you go to this house that's supposed to be a party house.
Yeah.
So I think she really thought everyone was going to be on her level.
Yeah.
But then her level kind of, I think, went to an impossible place for anyone to keep up with.
Yeah.
Well, because she goes upstairs first and then the rest of them kind of go upstairs and are in the hot tub. And then in the hot tub, she's all over everyone, like all over all the guys. Like, and they're like,
aggressively.
Yeah. Oh, bad. Jenny literally kicks her off when she's trying to kiss her. Like she's going for everyone. She's trying to get anything and everything she could.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on. We have to comment on Angelina showing up with garbage bags.
Oh my gosh. Which you are going to learn is a running theme in this.
It's just so entertaining. And honestly, I do find it to be weird. Even back then, I still had like bags to put my shit in.
Yeah, I was like, you didn't, no one could lend you like a duffel bag or a backpack or something.
Right,
like
you're going
literally
on a TV show.
Showed up with trash bags. And it's not even like they were full. Like she brought so much stuff, there's no way any suitcase could contain it. It was like trash bags. And I like that, like Vinny caught that. Right away that there was, I was like, okay, I was like, everyone's seeing this, right?
And I feel like production was, they probably could have just been like, hey, we'll buy you some suitcases. No, they're setting her up.
Well, it sounded like, I don't think they actually got paid for season one.
From what I heard,
I could be wrong, is I thought that like with them working, like they were getting paid in like gift cards from the Shore store.
Yeah.
And then they were getting like room. But otherwise they had to like literally go off of their own money with it. So,
which I feel like that's how a lot of reality shows start.
If you're Kim Kardashian of Staten Island, like you don't have anything.
You would think that
anything?
You'd have a suitcase.
Or like the guy makes a point, like you don't know anyone that you can borrow a suitcase from. But I also wonder if that was like part of her whole, like, I am going to come in and make a name for myself. Mm-hmm,
probably.
But that's the name you wanted to make.
I mean, you remember like, her, though. She did stand out.
I mean, she did.
Yeah. Oh, and then also we do get Danny coming in to explain what their job is going to be like. And he's laying down the law. They have to show up on time. You know,
I have a lot of questions about Danny and what his role is in the show, because I thought he was just going to kind of like come in and like explain the setup to them. But like, no, he's a recurring character.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like he's legitimately the boss. Their boss, and he owns the house. The house is above the Shore store where they're working. So, too, he can hear all of their like insanity then. Uh-huh. But he's like. Oh, no, he holds a bear. I'd be so mad all the time if I had to listen to that. But
I'm just so curious how he became involved in the production of this show and like what does he get out of it?
Yeah. Well, I think later he gets paid probably a lot.
And then like vacation rentals out of that house, because you can't rent that house now.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think at this point it was just like, hey, I've got a house. These kids are willing to work and live there. So.
Yeah. And I'm sure MTV paid him good for the house.
Yeah.
That's probably. True. That's a fair point. He also like looks relatively young in the show. Like he,
that, I know,
not
looks
at the
time.
Age. If you look at this from a 20-year-old perspective, then he looks so old. But now I'm like, he's got to be like younger than we are now, or maybe
he's
our
be
age.
Like Mike's age.
Yeah, that's I would, like he looks the same age as some of them.
Yeah. So how the hell he did good for himself? He already owns a store and a house
maybe
to rent
it's
out.
Like a family. Family money situation. Like his family has had this store on the Jersey Shore and this house for generations.
We should do more digging into Danny's
like,
history.
I learned about Danny because I thought he was pretty fun.
Yeah,
he seemed pretty cool. I mean, he definitely had his rules, but I liked him.
I feel like he wants to party with them, but he knows that he can't because he's their boss.
That, and I'm sure MTV's like, no,
yeah,
like you're not our demographic we're looking for.
But I wonder when the cameras go down if they. Actually hang out, because it seems like later in the episode or like in the seasons that they're actually friends with him.
It seems like they have like a good like rapport with him.
Anyways, back up to the hot tub. Snooki's making out with everyone
and everyone is over it,
disgusted.
Yes.
She's not actually succeeding making out with everyone. She's trying though.
And then the next day she is not feeling well. She is feeling the burden of the choices she made.
Hold on, though. The duck phone.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So Nicole, everyone gets out of the hot tub and Nicole like goes and passes out somewhere. So everyone decides to go down to the boardwalk.
Yeah.
And first off, we have nothing like that here.
Right.
That looked so fun. Like it was like traditional like wood planking, like full on carnival rides and games. I'm like, we have a carousel and sand and rain. I was like, what the hell?
Long Beach, I guess, has go-karts.
Yeah, but it's not like on,
it's
like that's
like
literally
that.
Along the beach. Like I thought that was like looked so fun. And I was like, why don't we have anything like that here?
I know.
I was like, this is what I always pictured in my head, like being in high school and like you'd see like the spring break and all that. And I was like, this is what we're going for.
And then you'd show up at the beach and you're like, oh, there's one arcade building
like a mile off the beach, like it's like, well, that's not what I was going for with it, but it looked really cool. But and then that phone starts going off.
Oh my god. And she can't figure it out and she keeps hanging up on people, because who was it, is it Snooki's boyfriend that keeps calling?
It's Jenny's boyfriend.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, hold on. And she's like, doesn't know where they are because she's drunk and she had just woken up. And she keeps setting it down and it hangs up every time.
Yeah, obviously the little button thing. But I love that at first one's ringing. She's like, what is that?
Yeah.
But then she keeps hanging up on him. But she I love that he's like, either. Are you going to hang up on me? And she's like, no, I promise I won't hang
Click.
Up. Like, and then I don't know if it was him calling, but someone who called and was like, who is this? She's like, it's Nicole. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's like, I at the very least, she knows who she is.
Wasn't that when she called her dad, though? Her dad is saying, like, no, it's not Nicole.
I don't know. It didn't say who that was. If it was her dad or if it was the boyfriend or if it was just someone like, I don't know. Do you guys call it prank calling or crank calling the house?
Yeah.
But like, was it someone doing that? It was just really, oh my gosh, it was funny. But it went
was production.
On. It probably, but it went on forever. Like, this poor girl could not figure this out. I want to attribute it to alcohol, but I don't think it was.
I think it was. She just really, it probably didn't help that she was drunk, but I think it was her.
Yeah.
I mean, I have later questions about the duck phone and just the fact that there's a landline in the house at all, because later we find out that at least Angelina has a cell phone. So I don't fully understand the house phone other than
I don't think they were supposed to. I think her friends brought the phone because her friends had them because I don't think they were allowed to. I know in these later family vacation seasons, because they have families and kids that they're allowed to. Yeah. But I think all these earlier seasons, they weren't allowed to. They had to bring written numbers.
Yeah, because you'll see later on, they have notebooks with all of their contacts in it. So they weren't allowed to have cell phones.
So I think her phone was her friends brought it when they came to see her. But
they want to make sure that they catch every single conversation in case it's good.
Because then they can hear both ends on it. But then while she's struggling with the phone, everyone's out on that boardwalk. Mm-hmm. And this is when we start seeing that Mike and Sammy are they're vibing. They're holding hands, being all cutesy cutesy, smushy smushy together.
But even at this point, did you kind of get the feeling that she was just going along with it because he was giving her attention?
Yes.
But she didn't really.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think she really liked him from the start.
Yeah. And I mean, you definitely figure that out as it goes on, just kind of listening to their conversations. But I think she definitely liked being the first girl to really get attention from the roommates, which I'm like, again, that's a young girl thing.
Yeah.
But you're
because he was grabbing her hand and then she would kind of pull away a little bit even.
Yeah,
but
I think she didn't want him to kiss her. Yeah. I think she she wants the attention, but she's like, ooh.
She doesn't want to be tied down. She definitely likes to flirt. I feel that comes across a lot. And,
yeah.
And flirt with, she likes to flirt with the girls too.
Everyone. Yeah.
She wants everybody to love her.
Mm-hmm.
Snooki wants to be the center of attention, but Sammy wants everyone to love her.
Yep.
So then after the boardwalk, when they get back to the house, Nicole is up and around and she lets Jenny know her boy called.
Yeah.
The boys all go off because our sweet JWoww did not mention at all about having a boyfriend. So I feel like the boys were shook by this news.
Polly's what a shady bitch or something like that.
Oh, he was like, but then he's also like, don't worry, girl, I'll help you forget him. Yeah. And I was like, those two, I feel like that tension, right away I was like, oh, he's eyeing her. And I'm I'm here for it. Those two adorbs. I love it.
No, I know. I still want them together. I don't know why they don't ever get together. I mean, they kind of do, but you know what I mean. I want them in an actual relationship.
Yeah, just fall in love already.
Yes.
So then Snooki almost gets fired on her first day because she's hungover and she's throwing up. But also, they're kind of mean to her. Nobody will hold her hair. I know they just met her, so I guess that's fair. But
yeah, they were all
her. They knew she was sick and just were like, well, we're going.
I don't even feel like anyone told her that they were leaving either.
No, and I don't feel they told Danny anything when they got there. They got there and she's just at the house. Not dude, she's violently throwing up right now.
Yeah. Which still, I mean, no excuse. You shouldn't have drank that much if you know that you have to go work tomorrow. But
at the very least, they could tell him, not just be like, oh, she just didn't come.
And a lot of people don't know their limits when they're 21. I didn't.
I know. Yeah.
You're just having a great time and you feel good. And then the next day
you learn.
Yeah.
Or do you?
Yeah, so she gets in trouble. But Danny is really nice to her, though. He gives her a pass. He's like, okay, it's fine. Just don't let it happen again, which I kind of didn't expect, especially when we watched a couple of episodes later. he's not that forgiving most of the time. So he was really nice.
She seemed genuinely sorry. Like when she came in, like, because she could have just not gone down there and apologized. Yeah. And but she did. Once she get herself together, went down there, was like, I'm sorry, I missed this. And luckily it was just orientation.
Yeah.
But I mean, she seemed genuinely apologetic for what happened with it. And I mean, how do you get mad? She's like 2 feet tall. Like how you yell at a child.
And she also, like, she does kind of take accountability. Like, she doesn't try to, like, argue with him about, like, oh, I'm just here to have fun. She's like, I'm sorry, it won't happen again kind of thing.
Yeah. And then Sammy turns into such a bitch when they all get back to the house. And she's like, I don't want your puke breath on me. She was so mean to Snooki.
She really was. I was like, that's mean. Like, because Nicole's like, hey, what's going on with, like, these vibes? Like, what's... Because, I mean, everyone's like, well, you were throwing up. She's like, I don't mean that. Like, you guys are treating me weird. Yeah. She's like, well, I don't want your pukey breath on me. I'm like...
I know. And it's like, okay, I get it. Like, yeah, she got really drunk the night before and threw up. But, like, also, haven't all of you? I mean,
it's not like when she was drunk, she was being sloppy. But if anything, she was, like, loving all of you guys. She wasn't being rude.
Right. She wasn't, like, starting fights or anything. So...
No, and this is also really interesting to me. It's like Snooki is framed as the outsider in episode one and like kind of like almost like the villain to the rest of the cast, which I was not expecting.
I forgot too. How much she like really hated being there too at the beginning.
Yeah, I was like, I thought like my memory, like looking back, I was like, oh no, like she's always been like part of the core. I was like, oh no.
She almost quit.
Yeah, she almost left and they were like, okay, girl.
Yeah, but then they have lunch and she apologizes to everyone. And again, we kind of see her like taking accountability and realizing, you know, I shouldn't have been so over the top night one. I do want to be here. I don't want things to be weird between all of us.
Yeah.
And Sammy at least appears to kind of take this to heart and says, you know, really, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. And so they have like a nice little moment there.
Yeah.
And is it Mike who's always cooking? He's cooking lunch for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. He's always the cook.
And you see,
and Vinny thinks it's weird. He's like, I don't, or was it Vinny or Polly?
I think it was Polly that was like, the women do the cooking.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if you want these women cooking for you.
They don't know what the fuck they're cooking.
No, but
Mike's actually like a chef pretty much. So,
but he probably is. He's 27.
Yeah. He's a grown man. He's had to do this.
It's true.
But it was fine because then Sammy's cooking with him. And of all people who chimes in on it is Ronnie, who's like, ooh, she's wifey material.
Yeah.
And I think in Mike's head, he was like, yeah, you see me with her.
Yeah.
Little does he know.
Yeah.
He's thinking
so
for himself.
So cocky. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, so after dinner, the guys are upstairs and they are, well, three of the guys are upstairs. I think it's just Polly, Vinny, and Mike. Mm-hmm. I don't think Ronnie's involved.
It's hard for me to tell if Ronnie's involved because he's getting beers, so I'm not sure if he's like part of the group.
Well, the initial part, it seems like he's inside with the girls. He's not a part of the fishing.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they see these three chicks walking down the boardwalk and they like call him up to the house, which I think is so bizarre. But which, like,
I can't say I've ever done that. Like, no. I mean, you get catcalled like walking around downtown and all that stuff, but I'm like, I don't think I've ever been like, yeah, I'm going up there. Yeah. But again, clearly this is like the culture because those girls were like, it was like nothing.
Yeah.
I haven't, but I will say like I knew people that would like kind of like make eye contact with guys in the club and then they would like come approach them after and then they would like I was kind of like the nerdy kid, so I was not doing that. But yeah. I definitely knew people that were. I think that that is like a sign of the times.
Yeah, just, okay, we're going up to your house in the hot
like,
tub.
It's like
I guess
the
I was always like the relationship girl. So
yeah.
I was like, I had like a couple months in between where I'd be single, but otherwise, you know, was either, you know, taking my boyfriend really serious or then got married.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was like, we're obviously not doing that. But I feel like my friends like would go home with guys from the club.
But yeah, I
don't feel like walking by. Yeah. But I wonder if the girls also saw the cameras too and were like,
oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think that was a big part of it with like a lot of the people that we see coming through the show is they like are like, oh, it's a show. Like, I want to be part of it.
I would also think girls gone wild at first though and be like, ooh, not worth the t-shirt.
I feel like these guys probably wouldn't have been able to pick up near as many girls if they didn't have the cameras. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of them were...
Like, they're cute, but I do feel like they are, like, one of a million when you look at all the other guys in the
club. Everyone else looks just the same. Mm-hmm. They're all tan and juiced up.
So they bring these three girls to the hot tub, and I definitely like, wasn't Polly just complaining about Snooki being sloppy the night before, and then he's open mouth kissing these two girls at the same time?
They all are sloppy.
It's not sloppy if you picked them. And again, I think this is the stuff that doesn't necessarily like age well, is because I feel like older Polly now is like, he's for the girls.
Yeah.
But goodness gracious, the hookup culture in this was, it's real. It's very real. And it's get through as many girls as you can.
Well, and like the guys, it's fine. They can be man whores. But if a girl does it, she's slut shamed. And it's,
Well, like these girls are like bra and underwear, clothes, even those start coming off. And the guy's like, it's hot. Like, Nicole went in her bra and underwear, and they're like, whoa, too much, girl.
Right.
Yeah.
And then one of them even takes her underwear off.
Oh, yeah. And they're like proudly flashing that around.
Uh-huh. They're like holding and like waving it around.
Okay. Yeah. But so Ronnie tries to stop Angelina and
Sammy
from going up because Sammy's pissed because she thought her and Mike had little budding romance. Thing going. And so she wants him to see her seeing him. So they go up and they are staring very passive aggressively at all of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And Angelina, this is where I feel like we start to see more of her real personality.
Her true colors. Yeah.
This was the start.
Because she really has no skin in the game. Like, she has a boyfriend. No,
she's such a pot stir.
Like, Sammy, I don't know that that's how I would have acted, but again, she's 21, 22. Right.
I wouldn't sit out there, like, they're sitting on that, like, crusty couch out there just staring them down. I'm like, and, like, talking to each other, but I'm like, why do you want to watch this?
I know. Like, you know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah,
just,
so, like,
you know,
you're, like, wanting to make yourself, I don't know what you think you're going to get out of the situation, and this is one of the few times that Ronnie was the voice of reason. It was like, dude, leave it alone. Like, just leave There's nothing good to come from this. Just leave it alone.
Well, and I think he's like, cha-ching, I'm going to pick up Mike's leftovers.
Yeah.
Right, because this is where you kind of start to find out that Ronnie has a thing for Sammy as well. Although I still can't tell if he was like taking the beers up because he was going to get in the hot tub with the guys, and he's like, let's just not make it weird for all of us as roommates with each other, like, we're all here to have a good time. Or if he is trying to be the voice of reason, because at first it comes across that way.
Yeah, because he does, like, when he's dinner and the boys are like, hey, get over here, and he's like, I don't want to get into it. So I think it had the girls not gone up, he would have been in the hot tub. But because Sammy and Angelina are there, he's like, well, I'm not getting hit with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did tell them, I do think he told them, like, don't bring these random girls back. I think he told Mike in particular, like, if you have a thing with Sammy, this is going to cause shit. Like, I think he kind of warned them, and he's like, yep, this is what I said would happen.
Yeah.
And it's both of them playing a game with each other, though, because I think Mike is like, no, I got to show that I'm the man. Like, I got to show her why she should want me.
Yeah, like, I can get chicks. Like, I'm a hot commodity.
And then she's like, well, if he really wants me, he's not going to do this, rather than like, hey, let's like talk to each other.
The games between Mike and Sammy, I feel like, are a recurring thing in these first three episodes.
There's going to be games with a lot of people, too. It's just a thing.
But one thing, so this is where we first find out that Polly is almost 30. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy because, Sam and Angelina end up going back down into the house and just bitching away.
Talking so much shit.
Over at Jenny. First off, Nicole's nowhere to be found in all of this stuff. So I don't know if she got drunk again.
I think, like, she's still just mad because they're not really
in
her room.
Yeah, or if she's just like off pouting. Because I don't know, some of her, like, once we do see her, it does seem like she could be a little drunk again, but she wasn't out there, or if she was just self-isolating. I'm not sure.
She was just hiding.
But
God, I think she felt awkward after dinner.
Yeah, those two girls though got Jenny wound up. Because then she starts going off when the boys come back into the house about, you're 29 years old. What are you doing with these 20-year-old girls? Well, at first, I feel like she started trying to say it to Vinny, and then Vinny's like, well, they're my age.
Yeah.
And stuff. So then she's like, oh, Polly.
Yeah, but it is interesting that both Jenny and Angelina, like, kind of know Polly is being gross in the situation. Like, I feel like that was not as talked about in the time. Like, oh, it's weird that you're 29, hitting almost 30, and hooking up with this 20-year-old, like, not even legal to drink.
Which is funny, though, because Jenny has such a problem with it. But then, like, the next episode, she's making out with Polly, too, and she's just as young. So it's like, okay. Double standard, maybe.
Yeah. And that's where I think, well, too, they were like, because wasn't it like in the first episode too, like, we won't bring back guys if you guys don't bring back girls?
Yeah,
so I think that was kind of that thing, is that everyone was still trying to figure out if they're like, what
gonna hook up.
The house dynamic of hookups. So then they start bringing in other girls and you're like, Well, then.
Okay. Well, we'll bring in guys then.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it was like, they seemed like genuinely upset that outside girls were brought in.
Oh, they're
in.
So mad. And Angelina is so mean to the girls. So it's weird because at first it's like, oh, you're kind of like standing up, like, oh, you shouldn't be being creepy. But then she's so mean to the girls.
I know. Cause the girls like come in and the house girls kick them back out.
Oh, yeah. Tell them, no, turn around, get back out of here.
And so one of
I felt bad because it's like the guys must have made them take the back way out instead of just standing out in the street waiting for them.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out if like the guys were actually supposed to meet them or if the girls were like, no, we're not done. Let's go get the boys.
I think that the guys were going to meet them because they were kind of like standing like in the bathroom, like whispering about what their plan was, if they actually wanted to go with them or not. And I think that they were like, well, they seem kind of easy, so maybe we should. And they're like, whoa, we could find better. Like, that's like a reoccurring thing,
oh my
too.
Gosh. And I love when they think that.
God, it's kind of gross. But, and then the girls walk out and they kind of slam the door. And then Angelina loses her shit. She like,
oh yeah, she tries to go follow them and fight them almost.
I thought
she's
was
so going to
fight them, but she just like starts yelling at them.
Because the girl doesn't actually fight. She's a lot of bark to her. And I mean, she doesn't stop.
Yeah.
She really doesn't stop. But then poor Nicole is in the bedroom and it cuts to her. She thinks that they're fighting over her.
Yeah, she thinks
they're
talking shit.
She's like, why can't they drop it? I made a mistake the first night. And she's getting herself like really worked up over this.
Oh yeah, she's ready to leave. She's packing because... And they never really clarified that they're not mad about her.
Well, because
and
I don't think she even asks.
Girls.
Like, I don't think she even says anything.
I could see how she thought it pertained to her when they're like sloppy girls and da da da. And she's like, why won't they just let go? Because I'm sure since she was not there, she probably doesn't even know these other girls came over.
Right.
She's just in her own world there.
She just hears everyone screaming.
But that's where I was like, is she drunk? Where she? I was like, I don't know. Because they're talking about taking off like panties. I didn't think she took her underwear off on the first night.
Yeah.
But I was like, who knows?
But also, who knows how much she could really hear, too, what she was actually hearing. Because
I could see her getting upset if she's like, dude, I apologize. I thought this was squashed. Mm-hmm. But it was just so funny. She's like, why can't they just let it go? It is getting so mad.
And then she starts packing and she is like ready to leave. She's like, she even calls her dad and is like, I'm going to leave in the morning.
Yeah, it is really sweet, some of the conversations she has with her parents. And it also like reminds you how young they all are. Because she's just like, I'm really upset and I need to talk to my dad. I need to talk to my mom.
Yeah.
Well, and she says she's like not mature enough for this situation.
Yeah, she's like, I don't think I can handle this.
It was so sad. But then dickhead Ronnie comes in and sees her packing and is like, oh, okay. Doesn't like try and be like a voice of reason. And I think the only reason that the girls end up going is he goes up to tell the guys like, hey, she's packing to leave, like no big deal. But Sammy and Angelina are in the room and hear this.
Yeah.
And so they get Jenny and they go down there and they're all trying to talk her into staying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, OK, at least girls for girls here. Yeah. So I actually thought that was nice that all of them were like, dude, like it's two nights. Everyone makes mistakes. Let's give it some time on that. But Ronnie, of course, Perry's like, OK, cool. Because I think he's like, I don't want to bang her. Let's see who else we can get.
Right. He's like, let's circle in some more girls.
Yeah. He's like, he didn't care. Which I get. You're not connected to anyone really. Yeah. I don't feel like any of them have like real bonds to each other for it to matter that much. But it was, I feel like it was rude. Because I was like, she's a tiny little baby on the core crying. Like she's crying.
Yeah. Well, and they should all have this mindset of that they're in it together because they all started together. But they kind of don't.
No.
At this point, they definitely do not.
Yeah. So how was your first episode? Did you love it?
You know, it was different than I thought. I don't know that I'm in love yet, but it was an interesting watch. It was a fun reality TV little watch.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
It's an acquired taste.
It's entertaining at the very least.
And it is interesting just because I do feel like it was such a product of that time. Like this came out when I was in college. So it was very much like the years of like, yes, going out and like going, I mean, not quite going to the clubs yet for me when it was first on, but college parties
still.
You're working you're working through the day so that you can get to the club at night.
That's
what you're
literally
doing.
Yep.
It's like that's your focus, is going out, having fun. Because I mean, I was definitely a club rat.
Me too.
Girl loves to dance.
I do feel like when I actually was 21, 22, 23 and back in Portland, like, yes, me and my friends had club rat days where we would go to the clubs like back to back nights and just like
Yeah.
Sleep until like 4 during the day and then like wake up and rally.
I was actually getting like PTSD feelings when I was watching this because actually I think it was the next episode, but you see them out until like 5 a.m. and they're just like up watching the sun rise. And I'm just like, oh my God.
I know some of these throw me off where you're seeing them like they have this whole day, a whole dinner and events and hot tub. And then you realize and they're going out right after that. It was like, oh, that wasn't the end of the night.
No.
Oh, but I was like, oh yeah, because you didn't go to the club before 11. I was like, if you were there, the only reason you ever went is because if they were going to charge you a door no matter what, then you would try to get there right before. But then it was boring as hell. And so now I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going until the sun comes up. Yeah. And I'm like, ew.
It's just, it makes my insides feel uncomfortable. I can't.
This is also where, like, I was not the cool kid. Like, when I was 22, my friends were calling me Grandma Michelle because I would go out and I would stay out until the clubs closed. But I was never looking for the after party. I was like, I'm done. Like, maybe I will stop at the food cart and get, like, shawarma chicken and, like, eat 5 bites of it before I pass out.
Mine was getting myself out to breakfast. It was all the time. Always breakfast after.
Yeah.
Keep going that way. Maybe, like, crash back at a friend's house. Like, if we were really feeling up to it, like, my best friend had a hot tub, so we'd go in her. But we didn't bring boys because it was at her parents' house. And I also was just like, I'm a weird person. I don't want to be touched in water, too. So it was like, anytime. It was like, nah, we're good. And
then, I don't want to hook up in water.
Well, that and like being the relationship girl with it, too. It's like, okay, she's bringing a guy. I'm just going to sit here and watch her. Like, this is weird. So it was like, if my friends wanted to go to a guy's house, I would go and like crash on the couch there so they could do their thing and make sure they got home.
Yeah.
But otherwise... Yeah, I was like, I was always about the food after. I was like, you got to feed me.
We had a bar that would actually like stop serving alcohol and then they'd open it up for breakfast. And so at like 2:30 in the morning, you'd just order breakfast and then you'd sit there for a couple more hours. I can't even imagine doing that now.
Oh, but
it sounds terrible.
I would love that. But if we can move things up to like the club ends at 8.
Breakfast at 8:30, dinner by 10, or asleep by 10.
Even that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I stayed up for anything now. Like, because whenever we go on trips and we're out with people, I'm like blown away when I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 10:30 and we're still up.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, we just had New Year's Eve and I feel like I barely made it past midnight. Like, I was fading quickly. So,
oh yeah, I was counting down long before that 10 seconds.
I was in San Diego and we were asleep by 11.
Nope, we made it to midnight. It was a good time. The party we were at was a good time. But oh my gosh, was that struggle there. I was like, there's not enough caffeine in the world. I had an energy drink and everything. And I was like, this is rough. I was like, hard. I'm ready for that Uber to get here. Which again, thank you for Uber.
Yeah. Back then there was no Uber.
On this show that everything they're doing is walking. So with that, because again, not exactly what was happening at the time. So we have Uber now. Back then, a lot of questionable driving. So it is nice that MTV seems to be responsible with not letting them drunk drive.
Yeah.
So I like that because there's a lot of other questionable decisions in the show.
Yeah. And even in later seasons, they make sure that there's always like cabs and stuff waiting. So I feel like they're just responsible with that, which it's good. And I don't know if all shows would do this, but I feel like it's a good for a liability thing. Like you don't want them out driving when you're providing them with all this alcohol.
Especially since enough of them seem to get their own DUIs and things on their own. I don't think that they need the show behind them on that. Yeah,
they don't need help with that.
So that is kind of the end of episode 1.
Yeah. They leave you wondering, is Nicole staying?
Do we have a winning character of this episode?
Ooh, let's see. Who would be... I have to go Nicole because she obviously, one, love the girl. But I mean, she was like the focal point of everyone be like, oh, she's a hot mess.
Yeah.
So I think because they leave it on that cliffhanger that you want to know more. Like, is she going to stay?
Yeah.
Because I think that even at that point, like, I'd be sad if she left.
Well, and I felt sad for her because no one was actually talking shit about her. And she just made all of that up in her head.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt bad for her.
And that's where, like, I want her to stay. I'm rooting for the girl.
Yeah. She seems like a good time. We want her to stick around.
Yeah.
I can agree with that. Snooki wins this episode.
Yeah. I think Mike, for me, is the loser. I think he will be for a lot of episodes, but he's just such an asshole. Like,
he definitely is, But I would probably lean more towards either Sammy or Angelina on this one. Just I thought it was weird to go out there and watch them.
Yeah.
Like, I understand where they're feeling with it, but I was like you've said, Angelina didn't have a dog in that fight.
Yeah.
So I was like, why are you encouraging to go out there? And if you're really looking out for Sammy, saying you're friends with her, you'd be like, dude, you don't need to watch this.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I feel like that was like, kind of like poor character.
She was very much stirring the pot. Like, she really was wanting to cause problems, which is great for TV.
Yeah. I mean, drama gets camera time. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but Snooki does a better job of actually like setting up the drama in a way that makes mm-hmm. you care about her.
Yeah.
Because you feel bad for her because it's not intentional. She's right. not trying to make problems. She's
a mess. She does on accident. She does all the time throughout all of the seasons.
Yeah. Did you guys have a favorite quote from this episode? Mine was still JWoww, taking everyone on a roller coaster ride to hell.
That was
I like when she calls herself a praying mantis. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think that the phone call one was really funny. Where, who is this, Nicole? No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's like, that one. It gave me a good chuckle.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Down to Pod. Tune in Monday for our next episode.
Don't forget to rate, review, and follow us on Instagram at Down to Pod. And on TikTok at down.to.pod. If you like what you heard, we would love if you would leave us a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can also find our sister podcasts, Heirs of Horror and The Lost Eras, on the same networks.
Until next week, beat that beat.